Podcast Ranger.
All right, well, we're approaching our 4-year anniversary, so I think it's time we got some better equipment for the studio. Mr. Lane, if you will, plug us in. There we go. Now we're on a better mic. Not actually. Not yet.
No.
Welcome to Extra Extra.
Just make that the new Extra Extra theme. Just
no, God, no.
Welcome to Extra.
God, no. Oh, yeah, FaceCore in our chat is like, Sentai, Mike, best match.
So we here at Radio Sentai Cast Ranger are huge fans of Elliot Moose. So please send us in your Elliot Moose Cast Ranger fan art. With us as Elliot Moose characters. More Elliot Moose characters as us.
I started singing Elliot Moose while we were testing the audio and immediately regretted that decision.
Yeah, now it's fucking Gar Springdo.
I actually need to look up Elliot Moose characters now.
Yeah, there's a monkey and a beaver
and a lion.
And a moose,
there's,
I hope.
Is my favorite.
Yeah, there's a lion and a bear. The bear's named Paisley. Yeah. That's how I know what Paisley
main
is.
Character, the main character's a moose, Gar. Of course it's a Canadian show.
He's got you there.
Coven Manitoba, or not Manitoba.
Manitoba's in Canada, Gar!
No, figure the state that's like all the way
the
down.
The state of Manitoba?
Minnesota? No. It's where the Mighty Ducks come from.
I thought that's where the Vikings came from.
Yeah,
how does this
Pokemon
make any sense?
What?
Number of seasons, 2. Number of episodes, 26. In quotes, 104 segments. How the fuck does that work?
It means there are like mini episodes
like
in each one.
5-minute episodes, probably.
Like,
yeah,
lots of children's shows.
Yeah, they divided it up a lot, I think.
Like Sesame Street.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah. Kids don't have attention spans that can tolerate a whole half hour.
Less news!
I thought you were going to say something else.
Whoa. Okay, that's something that... Fun little fact. Apparently the creator, Jed McCain, also made polka dot shorts.
Oh.
That's why it looked reminding me of polka dot shorts, like with the costumes and everything.
Okay.
Coincidence? I think so.
But that's just a theory.
Okay!
Wait,
theory.
So it's only
theories,
theory
but...
created both?
Wow.
Elliot Moose, Socks,
so,
Lionel,
my coworker
Beaverton,
actually bought one of MatPat's jackets.
He has jackets?
Yeah, he has like Game Theory jackets, and like, the inside of the jacket just has the Game Theory logo all over it.
But that's just a jacket.
A game jacket!
Thanks for wearing!
There's only 5 characters.
Yeah, of course.
Okay!
There is.
Okay, that's enough.
And now let's not get started with
fans
and jammies.
So it's perfect to make a Sentai.
Oh.
Well, did you ever see the picture of like?
Yes.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's the thumbnail for this episode.
God damn it!
Yes. Can you say head shame?
Very good.
Ellie was just like, "Look, see guys, I'm a writer." Whoa! Don't believe it. Hey, you're a writer.
Wow.
That's actually really good. That
it's an orange!
I laughed way too hard at that.
Are you
so,
okay?
I was thinking about Cross Zed Magma that got revealed last week, and I realized what his insert theme needs to be. Crossfire! You're a kind of banana! Crossfire!
Wait, Crossfire, you're a kind of banana?
Crossfire!
What?
You know what? True story.
It happened to a friend of mine?
There's news this week, right?
Right?
I'm sorry.
How far in are we, 4 minutes?
I've actually played Crossfire. It's not that good.
Well, could it anything...
I did not, in fact, get caught up in it.
Well, the marbles,
false advertising.
The marbles and everything like fly everywhere if
you're really not careful.
Can
anything even kind of slightly match how amazing the commercial makes it look?
Fair.
Like,
Hungry hippos.
It's basically shitty Beat-em-on. Not that Beat-em-on isn't shitty.
Beat-em-on is shit.
At least it has a show.
Shittier Beat-em-on.
Beat-em-on!
Western shitty
Ancient
Beat-em-on.
Times, the challenge was made.
Okay, let's talk about
a
news.
A sport of honor so many have played.
News! We have a lot of Power Rangers related news.
More phenomenal!
First, apparently Saban has decided to break one of the most noble traditions of Power Rangers and straighten out the logo.
It actually looks really good, and I prefer it.
I don't.
I actually do.
I like the
really
colors
nice
on it.
Yeah.
As I said in GIF form in our personal chat group, well, I don't like it.
You know who you are? You're Barney from The Simpsons when Moe's trying to come up with a new restaurant name. We're all liking it. Then when it finally does happen, I hate it.
Sure.
Moe's family feedback.
Yeah.
But the whole angled aspect of the Power Rangers logo has always been one of its most iconic trademarks, I think. And I think this sort of spits on tradition. For the movie, it's fine. But not the ongoing series.
Like, how do you even... I do agree with you on one point. It will make whatever the actual title is of the season off. Kirito?
What happened?
Apparently that's the personification of my reaction. Not inaccurate.
Fuck!
Anyways, you were saying?
I have a theory that they might just give up on individual names and just fuck it. It's just Power Rangers.
They better fucking not.
That'd be boring.
Just Saban's Power Rangers.
We're the Season 26 Power Rangers!
Yeah!
26! Right? It'll make crossovers fucking terrible.
Oh, no.
Hey, as long as we're no longer doing Super Seasons.
That is a trend I wish they'd get rid of.
Yeah, that doesn't really make money. Apparently, it has to be.
Here's how we split up one 50-hour season into 2 years of content.
No, it's because Nickelodeon has a limit for how many episodes. 20 episodes a season.
Fuck Nickelodeon.
Now he was even explaining that to the comic book guy at the comic book store yesterday. He's like, what's wrong? What's so wrong with Nickelodeon? It's like everything.
Speaking of Nickelodeon, apparently we're not quite done with them because Power Rangers is staying with Nickelodeon clear through 2021.
Fuck.
Announced today,
the Discord.
Announced today via a press release, Saban Brands has reached an agreement with Nickelodeon to keep the show on for another 2 years, well past the finale.
Gee,
of Super Ninja
Steel. Is it
going to
be Super Galaxy Force and Super Galaxy Force?
Oh, probably.
Fucking Galaxy. This is... Wait, you said 2 years?
Yeah, which means Q-Ranger and Super Q-Ranger.
That means Nickelodeon's just giving up. It's like, you know what? One more shot, then you guys are off.
Thank God.
This is weird, but
you have 2 years to move out.
I just found it on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a mix between Garu and Harry Ham Harry.
Yeah.
It's Garu.
Chibi Garu.
It's Gari Garu.
There's no good way to portmanteau those.
That's so adorable.
It's Garu time.
It looks like some terrifying Disney mascot who helps the villain.
It kind of does.
It's like if Bartok had a cousin who didn't have wings.
Who decided, you know what could use a fusion? Garu and Harry Ham Harry.
I don't know, but that's actually not the only one on the post. There's one other one which appears to be him fused with, like, Evil the Flash.
Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna post that one too, even though it's not Toku related.
No, Flash is Toku.
Just because it's also.
Especially when we get other speedsters. Oh, that's just evilly adorable.
That is just terrifying.
It warms the cockles of my heart.
I want sunflower seeds! Now!
I demand my will!
Anyways, so yeah. Nickelodeon is staying through with Power Rangers, but guess who isn't? Bandai of America!
Yeah.
I know.
Well, actually, it wasn't Saban that fucking told them, no, we're done.
After a successful 25-year partnership, Power Rangers, Saban Brands, and Bandai have mutually agreed to not renew their global Power Rangers Master Toy License Agreement, effective April 2019.
Just like a celebrity marriage.
So, yep. Bandai will continue to support Power Rangers, including the 2018 commemoration of the 25th anniversary and the current season Super Ninja Steel. Bandai, through its partnership with Toei Company, will continue to exploit toy rights for the Sentai series in Japan and other Asian territories.
Hmm.
So, they're going to release everything that they've announced so far, but that's it.
Good, which means I'm still going to get my Legacy Astro Megazord.
And I'm getting my Legacy Xenizer.
That's good.
But that means rest in peace, Legacy line.
Unless whoever takes it over picks it up.
Speaking of
who takes it.
Do you know what that means? That means current legacy Power Ranger items have just fucking skyrocketed in price.
Oh, probably.
So, like,
the car's just putting
Legacy Sama
in.
Has just gone from, like, $200 to, like, $1,000.
The legacy line is now Bitcoin!
So, sell your Dragon Daggers while you still can, kids.
That means I have to rush to find the last legacy figures.
I need to rush to get those fucking legacy power points.
You need to move your leg, C. That sounded better in my head.
Now you get a high five for effort.
As Lane throws something at
Sonic
me.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's Sonic!
Sonic likes pizza.
Sonic wants Gar's pizza.
Sonic wants pizza.
Chili pizza. Gotta eat fast.
Gotta eat fast. Gotta drink fast.
No, I'll eat you.
Now I'll drink you.
Yeah.
No, look where he is.
Don't do that.
Don't say things that people in the audience can't see.
Exactly.
Gross.
What is
that?
That
was like
picture?
Our opening bit to our recent Ultra Ranger episode. We did it, and then is someone comparing Drive to the Flash?
God damn it! Now you said it, I have to fucking show it.
Damn it, Lane.
I mean, that's not.
Yes, we get it. Drive is the Flash, and Gord Drive is Reverse Flash. And...
Gord Drive.
Yep.
Yes.
Gord Drive.
Professor Gord.
I'm Barry Allen. I'm the fastest man alive. Barry, there's like five other speedsters that are not as fast as you.
And no.
You know what? How about you just rewrite the intro? Really? All right, give me 5 minutes. Hi, I'm Barry Allen. I'm one of the 7 fastest people alive.
I was killed on my 18th birthday.
No!
I have 99 days to become the fastest man alive. Yeah. From the evil Dr. Robotnik.
And as we were saying, speaking of who's taking over the toy license...
Who's taking it over?
It's motherfucking Hasbro!
Bro.
Bring her to find toys such as Beyblades and Transformers.
And the Star Wars Black Series.
What?
And the American release of the Yo-Kai Watch.
And Nerf.
Was actually pretty good.
And the much less well-known, I don't know if anyone's even heard of this, the something called My Little Pony?
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Applejack rules.
So this new agreement, which is to start in 2019, is described by Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner, who is a longtime...
Goldner!
Yeah, Goldner.
Goldner!
What is this, a DuckTales villain?
He does sound like a DuckTales.
Steamed hams, but it's about Power Rangers.
Oh my god, that reminds me of the new DuckTales cartoon. They made.
Yes, you
they,
called
no.
it. No, wait. You go first.
I love that in the new DuckTales cartoon, they made Glumgold just this little short, fat duck, and I was like, perfect!
Yeah.
It's exactly how he needs to be.
Yeah, he made him look less like a clone of,
Yeah.
You call these legacy figures. Yes. Yes, you obviously call them legacy when they're obviously
the
just...
SH figure arts.
Yeah, when they're obviously...
It's a regional dialect.
Where?
Oh, you so know. You call SH figure arts legacy line. Yes.
Good lord, what is that in there? Unreleased figures?
Unreleased figures!
And in this part of the country!
At this convention!
May I see them?
This time of year!
No, may I have them?
No.
Can that be the title of the episode? Unreleased figures!
Hasbro, they're still in the figures! No, Bandai! They're just unreleased!
You make some good legacy!
Help!
Well, Hasbro, you are an unusual fellow, but I must say, you released a mean figure!
Yes!
Well, Hasbro, I'm here, despite your brand dealings. Oh, Saban Brands! I hope you're ready for an unforgettable toy fair!
Too well.
It's funny how that meme has been like a good 2 months.
That is like the February meme.
Fucking steamed ham.
So roleplay toys. We got the people that make Nerf, so we're good there.
Oh no! Because they already made fucking like darts out of the guns out of the fucking weapons of Power Rangers. So now they're just gonna make them.
Well, okay, roleplay toys
nerf.
For Power Rangers.
I guess you could say they're getting nerfed.
Yeah, the roleplay toys are definitely. Megazords. Hello?
Yeah, no. Hasbro, Transformers. They do Transformers, so Megazords will probably be good.
Like, the ones for the kids will probably be bad. The light, the...
Oh, no! They're in the fucking trash fire!
Just so everyone knows, that wasn't Ichi opening a pop can, that was me opening a beer can.
Because he's sick of my shit.
And then...
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Aha!
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna check my phone.
I'm gonna get some graham crackers.
Oh, yeah. I have a water bottle which is empty, and I don't know if it'll
just aggressively open it. There you go. Nailed it.
But then you have like.
I'm sorry.
Oh, what are we? Oh man, that'll mean like the kid Power Ranger figures are gonna be like those 3/4 inch ones that are gonna be like Kenner Star Wars.
Why are you whispering? Now you can say out loud what you were trying to whisper.
Emily, go get some more hot.
Oh, no, that was one word for me really offensive. Emily, go get more hot.
Emily is currently face-palming the doorway. How funny hot is.
We forgot to pay homage to hot for the Q-Ranger finale.
Rip hot.
Rest in peace, hot. Rip hot.
Okay.
Rip hot.
I'm going to be on the stairs in a moment, and I'm going to fall and break my face.
No.
Soon to be broken face caster.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so...
Hang on.
As I was saying...
Give us a minute. That was a rapid fire of jokes.
Yeah.
That was too much.
Da-da-da, glue gun circus.
Don't say shit you know is gonna make her laugh, you asshole.
That's the point.
I really hope that was
my
audible.
My stomach!
Hasbro has confirmed that they'll have what Bandai is doing right now. They'll have a line for the kids and then a line for the adults, much like what they're doing with the Transformers and Star Wars.
So they're actually going to have separate lines for kids and adults?
Yes.
Oh my god, Hasbro, I love you again!
What if they make
so we're
Optimus
gonna get...
Prime as the Dino Megazord?
I don't know how I feel
all
about
these,
that.
All these
Power Rangers, roll out!
All these cross-brandings.
That would be cool. Though.
It's morphin' time to roll out!
Then we'll get My Little...
Okay, you're taking it a little far.
Then we'll get My Little Pony Rangers.
No!
I might morph it.
No,
I'm
no!
Zeno.
Uh-oh!
Just in the trash can.
No!
My Little Rangers, my Little Ranger.
No! If I had a spray bottle, it'd zerts you!
I used to wonder what morphine could be my Pony Rangers.
Star Rangers. Star Wars.
Star Ranger. Ranger! Oh god, it's a Megazord made out of the fucking...
Stop calling attention to the chat! You're giving Anthony more work!
That's actually pretty cool.
Kinda looks like Gurren Lagann. Because of the drill in the eyes.
Anyway, so, what I was trying to say before we launched into this fucking torrent.
I love that, just broke Ichi. No!
I'm sorry about all that.
Brian Goldner is actually a longtime friend of Haim Saban.
So
this was a fucking inside deal.
Just he slipped some cash.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Here's $50 and a multi-billion dollar toy contract.
I know 50. This is a bit of a long shot, but I actually like to believe that maybe Saban just finally, you know, listened to the fan feedback and realized that, oh, the fans haven't really been liking the toys Bandai's been coming out with lately.
No, because
maybe it should change.
Everyone's just been bitching and complaining about the Hasbro toy.
Yeah, the Legacy line's the only good thing.
Hasbro?
Well, that too.
People bitch and complain about everything! Welcome to the human condition!
Hi, welcome to the planet Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
We're like dirt.
Yeah. Well, now it's gonna be welcome to Cybertron.
Don't mention it. We see it. It's cool.
Moving on. Speaking of people showing off Power Ranger toys, Bluefin is showcasing new Bandai Shokugan collectibles at Toy Fair 2018.
We already got those things in the Legacy line.
We didn't get Titanus yet.
Yes, we did. We got Legacy Titanus. We got Legacy Black and Gold Titanus.
No, these are the Mini Pla.
Oh.
They're the candy toy.
Oh, Mini Plas. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a tiny, giant dinosaur.
No, but apparently it's really huge compared to the other
these
ones.
Actually look really good.
Highly detailed.
They do a great job.
You
with
build them. It yourself.
All those stickers.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the mini plays you build yourself.
Cool.
And you apply the thickers and stuff.
giant Ultra Zord.
Bruno's actually obsessed with these. He's like, I was gonna get them, but I just had to.
So, Shokugan Super Mini Pla, Titanus for the price of 150 will be available in May. King of Braves Gal Gygar will be available in March for $43.
Gar, you better be getting that.
They're doing
because it's Gal Gygar. Yeah.
Gundam Converge White Base for $300 in May. The Megazord Super Mini Set $60 now available. The Dragon Zord now available for $45.
Well, that's probably the cheapest Dragon Zord I've ever found.
You will never find a Dragon Zord cheaper unless someone's selling it damaged.
All I can think about is how happy Keroro would be with them.
Keroro would have his own Super Sentai display with his Gundams.
He'd role play a giant monster.
Oh my god! There was actually an episode where they were a Sentai.
Cool.
Remember Dororo as the Pink Ranger?
Dororo Pink.
Yeah.
Pink.
Alright, next. Gar brought this to our attention, but we're going to be talking about the Lupin Ranger episode in a bit, but we wanted to talk during this part about the Lupin collection.
Oh, I thought we were going to bring this up during the actual episode, but we can bring it up now.
Yeah, because apparently the Lupin collection are actually a bunch of repurposed toku items.
Yes.
The first one that I'm noticing is the fucking Morphin Brace from GoBusters.
Yeah, and then you see a Geki Bat. In the background, you see a Cube Gorilla.
Cube Tiger.
Yeah, Cube Tiger.
GT-02 from GoBusters.
Yeah, GT-02 from GoBusters. You see the...
the Beat Buster vehicle. Yeah, I forget the name of it.
BT-04.
Yeah.
BT-04. The Power Custom.
The powered Custom Visor.
Yeah. You see the
Gokai Cellular.
Yeah, the Gokai... Wait. Oh, right, because the other one was the Mobaraid.
Yeah.
Juden Buckle.
Yeah, Juden Buckle, the camera gun.
Sogon Buster, I think?
Yeah.
Or Ichi something?
Ichigan?
Yeah.
Buster, yeah.
Ichigan Buster, yeah. I think it's called.
And then the Orion Battler.
Specifically, the Megazord's giant bat.
Oh, and Stagochi.
Yeah, and you also see the Bokenger Telescope.
Up Periscope.
Oh, where? It's not highlighted.
Well, it's because it's, like, not really a prop. It's, like, that thing. It's long thing.
It's the thing, long thing.
Above the Power Custom image.
Oh, this?
Yeah, because it has the Bokenger logo on it.
Okay. All right, so yeah. So interesting.
I see R.C. Lupin's been sneaking into different Sentai universes. And
you know what would be hilarious?
If that was actually what was happening.
I was going to say, what if this is all shit that D.N.D. stole from across dimensions and then
there's
just
dropped
it?
There's just a Sentai equivalent of D.N.D.?
Arsene Lupin is just D.N.D.?
Yeah!
I swear to God, if the master who's hiring the Lupin Rangers to get the collection back is just Kaito's actor, I'm going to fucking lose it.
That'd be amazing.
Fucking,
catch me if you can.
All right, next.
He's the king of games.
We have some pretty nice images of vinyl figures for the Patch Rangers.
Yeah, they look so good. I'm probably going to get Patron Ichigo.
I got to say, I'm not a fan of the suits, but these figures look pretty good.
I'm going to get
the suits have really, honestly, I've really, they've grown on me. Especially now that I can actually notice, in the helmet, the line between the actual eyes and the top of the helmet.
Yeah.
It's better because I noticed that.
Myself, Elliot.
Yeah, there's Patron Ichigo, Patron Nigo, Patron Sango. Yeah, they all look good.
Ichigo, Nigo, Sango, Yongo, Gogo, Rokugo, Nanago.
Oh, something else I should mention. Mm-hmm. I don't have a scan to match it, but someone hacked the versus changer. There is a Patron minus Ichigo.
Yeah, so there might be possible evil Paddle Rangers. That'd be
awesome. That's interesting.
Yep.
It actually sounds like evil and stuff, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
People actually, I know it's not for Pretty Cure toys, but people hacked the Hugto transformation device as well. Mm-hmm. There are going to be a total of five in the series that use that device. There might be additional ones.
Cool.
And the ones that have been leaked are Cure Amour and Cure Mashiri.
Cool.
So for anyone who's hoping it would stay three, it's not going to stay three.
It'll probably never.
Yeah. Not much like how Rangers nowadays always have to have eight or ten Rangers. Can never just be six. Back in my day, there were only three Rangers. Dad, that was only one season.
What season had only three Rangers?
Sun Vulcan.
Sun Vulcan. Yeah. Just the entire time.
There was only three Rangers.
All guys.
Fun little fact, Live Man was meant to be just a three-man series, but halfway through the series, they changed it so that there would be two more Rangers.
Oh.
I just love this one. That's good. I just love this one shot of Patron Ichigo and Lupin Red is just standing behind him all blurred.
Think of that meme with the like person looking away at another girl while his girlfriend is...
A little bit. Someone did that meme with...
Hasbro and Bandai.
Bandai, Hasbro, yes. And Saban. Alright, next.
Sorry for interrupting.
Kyoryuger, episode 33.5.
Oh.
Yeah! This is totally random and out of
nowhere.
5-year
anniversary of Kyoryuger. Not to mention Brave last year.
So what happened was, there's a mobile game called Brave Frontier, and I know about this game because I've played it. They also crossed over with Final Fantasy to make Final Fantasy Brave Exvius, which I play much more actively. But what's happening here is Brave Frontier is releasing their second game, Brave Frontier 2, which is releasing on February 22nd. And to promote it, they're doing a tie-in with Kyoryuger because it's Kyoryuger's 5th anniversary, and also because Kyoryuger frequently uses the word Brave.
It's been 5 years since Kyoryuger.
Yeah.
My God.
And to think, every year since like the show ended, there has been something Kyoryuger related.
Isn't it like the currently highest selling Sentai?
Yes. There was a chart from, like, it showed off the chart from Magiranger to Kyuranger, and Kyoryuger was one of the highest
like
grossing.
Like 14 billion or something, and then, like, the Ninja was the least.
Ninja was a solid 9.
So, I don't know if there's going to actually be any Kyoryuger themed content in Brave Frontier 2, but they made what is essentially Kyoryuger episode 33.5 to promote this.
Why are they wearing different costumes?
Because those are the costumes
of the Battle Frontier.
The iconic characters from Brave Frontier.
Oh. It's the Battle Frontier.
I even watched a bit of the video and they do a roll call as the characters.
Biggest question, why episode 33 specifically?
Because episode 34 is the debut of Bragi Guess. This takes place before they have Bragi Guess.
So they made it 33.5 as an excuse to not use Brigigas.
Okay.
Which, whatever.
That and Torrens, and he's not Zuo, or he's not Kyoryu's Silver.
Okay.
Spoilers for a 5-year-old show.
Fucking weird, man.
So
at least they got, the original cast.
Yeah.
So that's
well,
good
of
for
course
them.
They would come back. They'd be like, oh, yeah, why not? We're doing nothing right now.
Okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, that's cool.
I'll watch it.
Kyoryuger was 14.1 billion yen for the whole year. The next one above it is Gokaiger at 13.2.
You mean next one below it?
Yeah, next one below it. And then Goandra was 11.8.
Cool.
Lowest one is Zuodorf 8.
Ooh.
I thought Ninja was lower.
Oh, sorry, Ninja is 7.9.
I was about to say, there's no fucking way Ninja did better than Zuodorf.
There's no way.
I won't allow it!
I will not allow... Just buy everything Zuodorf.
Yeah. Alright, next. Nobuo Kyo, who was Kuwaga Riser in Hurricaneer, will apparently be making a cameo in the upcoming Kamen Rider Amazon's final chapter movie.
Ooh,
playing a character named Mido Enosuke, although no other details about that character have been revealed.
He's probably the villain or something.
Wouldn't surprise me.
My knee popped.
For those who need a refresher, the Amazon's final chapter movie will be released in spring. Neat. Next, someone apparently noticed that previously in the Build toy catalogs, there was a listing for the Gold and Scorpion full bottles, and apparently those were replaced in the toy listing by Rosecopter. So now people are wondering what the heck is going to happen to these.
You know what? I do remember now never seeing Rose Helicopter as, like, in the scans.
Gold Scorpion.
Yeah.
Scorpion?
Gold Scorpion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gold Scorpion.
Gold Scorpion. Well, why is there a picture of the Dongri Lock scene?
It's just talking about toy releases. I don't know.
Oh, like, showing, like, how it different.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
But, so now no one knows what's happening to this form, if it's even going to still happen, and where it's going to debut, if at all.
Candy toy, probably.
I don't know.
I mean, they're already designed.
So it's in just the soundboard with like a bunch of other fucking sounds, like they're in the driver where they had a Tokyo Drift sound.
Which means if O's is anything to go by, we're gonna have to wait another 7 years before we see this form.
Yeah, but you also have to pay $700 for it.
$100 a year.
$100 a combo.
You pay a subscription fee for the CSMO's driver.
Yeah, no.
It's like a timeshare.
I kind of want it, but not for that much.
I do want it, but I'm not spending that much money.
That's rent. That's like rent paid.
I'm about to spend more than that on a phone tomorrow.
What's wrong with you?
I want a good phone. Well, I use it for work.
Okay, fair point.
Anyway, next. Denji Sentai Mega Ranger DVD box set announced. Not a Blu-ray, weirdly.
Wait.
I thought that was already released.
Oh, wait, different company.
Oh. Yeah.
iNet.
This is from the Kaiju CFM Twitter account.
Oh, this is a...
Yeah, yeah. For fans in the United States, a Mega Ranger box set was released by Shout Factory.
This is Japan.
Ah. Yeah.
So, not Blu-ray release, a new low-priced, two-part, space-saving, small-form, factor one per family Mega Ranger box set.
That's a little bit over-descriptive.
Right?
One the per box, family. Remember that.
The one box set will contain all 51 episodes and is priced at 15,000 yen, which is $150 before shipping and markup and customs and whatever.
Oh! $150 for DVDs!
The set will go on sale July 11th. And that's about it.
Okay. Meh. Go buy Mega Ranger on Shout Factory.
Or buy a kitty.
On Shout Factory?
Yeah.
Don't buy it from Shout Factory. Buy it off of Amazon.
Or go to HMV.
In America. Or go to Sunrise Records. Whatever you do,
Netflix.
Don't ever buy it from Shout Factory's website themselves.
Why?
Because I bought my Ultra 7, the complete box set from them.
That took forever.
No. And they charged me again for the shipping.
Oh.
Did you attempt to contact them to straighten that out?
Yes. And even the guy there was like, wait, you already paid for it. It's like, yeah. Oh, well, if you already paid for it, then you already have your package. All right, but we're still going to charge you for it.
Wow, that's really mean.
Sounds like you just need to shout louder.
You know you make me want to shout. No.
You make double me charge
buy me. Buy my DVDs from Shout.
Double charge me.
Either that or go buy a cat. Cats are cheap.
Cat Ranger.
Some people are just practically giving them away.
Mighty Morphin Meower Rangers.
Get out.
Goldar Retriever.
Interesting question for you. What would be worse? The Meow Rangers or My Little Pony Rangers?
Oh, you know what I would
answer. Don't make me choose!
So, it would absolutely, unquestionably, immediately be the Subway Pony Ranger. Rangers are worse.
I still gotta watch the movie.
Oh, that's out now.
Yeah.
Like, I saw that with Walmart.
You gotta buy it on Blu-ray.
Don't buy it. Lane, if you buy it, I will smack you.
With the Blu-ray!
With the Blu-ray!
Next, following coverage of Mini Plus stuff, Bandai has now put out images of the upcoming Mini Plus series of Pato Kaiser, which will be releasing March 31st. And it's weirdly adorable!
I like the helmet!
What the hell am I looking at?
It's Pato Kaiser.
It's the Power Rangers mech.
The fuck
it's got a gun and a baton!
I think we talked about Lupin Kaiser before, so now they've
announced. Yeah, there's Lupin Kaiser right there.
The fuck am I looking at?
It's a Patch Rangers Megazord.
No,
sorry.
He's still asking what he's looking at.
You're looking at now, sir. Everything that is happening now is going on right now.
What about then?
That just happened.
It. When did we miss
when
that?
When will then
just
be now?
Soon.
Who?
Keep firing, assholes!
I need to watch Spaceballs again.
Right?
We just need to spend the day.
I mean, you guys just tell me when, and I'll put it
down.
You
guys were saying we should actually do Spaceballs for the show because it's quote-unquote technically Toku.
I'd be okay with
it's
that.
It's like how Star Wars is technically Toku.
I would absolutely
technically
adore seeing
it. Damn it, why
that? Why did you say that?
What?
We could have just left it in Spaceballs and gone never and picked up on it.
It's Atomic Last Jedi for Cast Ranger.
No. No.
New feature topic month, Star Wars.
You know I'd want to do it.
No!
I was trying to think of how it would work to make Star Wars March, and then I was just like, starch!
Starch! Starch! Star Wars!
starch.
I'm sorry, starch.
We just all have to wear very starched clothing.
Blood starch.
I had not thought of that.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. Blood starch.
I'm just imagining.
No, please in our chat, the last Jedi.
Yes, guys, you know what? As a personal birthday present to me, we're doing Star Wars Month.
No! No! It's too much Star Wars.
Holiday special, the Ewok movies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking was actually we should do the Ewok movies.
Fuck it. For 1 week, we're going to read the Young Jedi Knights novels. In a week!
Shards of Alderaan. Good book.
Starch. Lazy starch.
Blood starch.
That's amazing. Next.
Why are you showing Kat?
Because it's Gar!
So singer Sayaki Sasaki announces his marriage to Garo Tsunade Shirawada. Okay, that's cool.
Wait,
we don't know who those are!
Wait,
Sayaka Sasaki, who has sung many songs, including one of the Garo openings, is marrying one of the Garo suit actors.
Wait a minute. Garo had a suit? I thought that was just CG.
Yeah, really?
Freaking with all the effects in Garo... I'm actually shocked.
See a video of, like, the ring. You know, like, his talking ring. That thing's awesome. You put it, like, on his actual, like, body thing, and it starts, like, actually talking. It's incredible.
But in my head, all I see is Robin Williams. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. I'm not going anywhere.
As I was saying...
Oh, yeah.
Sayaka Sasaki, who sung one of the Garo openings... Who
sung one of the openings?
I'm tired.
Who sung it. Who sung?
Hashtag Garism.
Hashtag Garism.
Stop rubbing me!
What?
Rubbing off on me! I did that one on purpose.
I'm so confused.
Sayaka Sasaki singing songs such as this. This
Gar, why?
I wrote everyone.
Gross.
Oh, so that was that just like, was there something on your
hand? No, there was nothing on
my hand. Okay, because it's okay if
except
there's
not, himself.
If there's nothing on your hand, because I thought you were like wiping something and I was like,
oh, sure, you can dish it, but you can't take it?
No. Hey, I touched your guy's shorts. He touched my leg. No!
I thought for a sec you said he touched my life.
He touched my heart!
He's stealing
Gar,
his
I
life
touched your
first.
Very life the second you moved in here.
Yeah. I already knew you beforehand.
You've touched all our lives.
That reminds me of that one YouTube poop with the cartoon Jesus where it's like, someone touched me. We have all touched you. No, someone touched my groin.
Show me on the doll. Sayaka Sasaki, who is sang songs like Junction Heart for Broken Blade, Chastelite for Garo the Animation, Kaemon for Garo Gurren no Tsuki, and Karen for Garo Gurren no Tsuki, has announced her marriage to the suit actor Sanshiro Wada, who suit acted the Golden Knight Garo Show and Garo Goldstorm Show, Beast Form Knight Giga and Garo Show, and Akiba Red. Oh,
what?
I think we talked about this already.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, the guy who suit acted Akiba Red.
Oh.
A while ago, we talked about the actor who played Akiba Red getting married, so I was confused.
Oh, okay, so my season 3 plot is already in motion.
Which is?
Akiba Red would be married, and he would have a kid.
Oh.
Where he would have a younger employee there, in which he would also be a fan of Sentai, and he would become Akiba Green.
Because
green means novice.
See, here's the problem. What? No one would ever believe for a minute that Akiba Red got married.
Or had sex.
Well,
he'd marry a robot.
No, he would marry his female lead from season 1.
That's more like the scenario.
Sexually attracted robots. To female robots. That was my favorite episode of Akiba Ranger ever.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Also because we got to see Hakusei in a skin-tight suit.
Don't date robots.
Ever since I was a kid, I've always had affection for female robots. I paused the video, immediately went to the Big Lebowski scene.
Immediately went to the shower
to
clean myself.
We need to show Emily Akiba Ranger.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. You have a blast.
Yeah.
I've heard it's hilarious.
It is.
Fucking hilarious.
I wish there was
especially
one more
if you
season.
Know the tropes.
One more hashtag season 3 Akiba Ranger.
Anyways, congratulations, you two. I'm glad you're happy, and I hope when they get married, he's in the Garo suit.
Surprise, surprise, they actually met through the Garo series.
No, you don't say!
Because, you know what, they're watching or whatever, and then he's like, hey, see Garo? Yeah? That's me.
That's me in there.
Oh, well. Apparently, Prove It does the fucking post. Holy shit, it's you!
He proposed to her on her birthday, and they married during Garo.
Garo's ring! just, will you marry me?
Just the prop.
Just
wait, I stole wait. This!
Just it's mouth moves. Will you marry me?
The cat.
Yeah.
How long is this episode?
Guards, you noticed I took a selfie of me.
Yeah, I noticed, and then I turned my head away.
Next. Complete series modification and to match up with the fucking O's driver. Now we're getting CSM O's metal holder.
What?
Fucking do.
Why? We have a perfectly good one already. What's the difference?
And here's the weird part. According to the article, it will have something called Ankh Navigator Mode, which will say any of the main combos for you to use.
Oh,
so the book talks at you with combos.
The book.
Because he did that one time! Right? No, remember he had the thing out and he's like, he named all of them out.
Right.
God damn it. You know what, that's like the equivalent of like the CSM O's driver where it actually has like, going, Edgy!
Guys, I think the Greed have come to life in our running CSM.
Yeah, Bandai. Premium Bandai. They're the Greed.
They're trying to harvest our desires.
What if Bandai is just owned by Kogami?
That would be Tsubarashi!
Yup, buddy!
Ichi, I think you'd lose it if President Kogami and Lovelica both were in the same room.
Right?
Oh my god, they'd be amazing. Happy birthday! Don't you make a crisis!
No other details on release, but pre-orders are expected to go up on Monday, which means the day after this releases.
Cool.
Shit.
Next, official images and info for the SH figure art Shocker Combat Man. The non-skull version, the black version.
So, like, the lesser of the mooks.
Yeah. You guys don't even get bones.
Like, I'm trying to think of an equivalent. That'd be like... I don't know. I can't think of it.
Facecore in our chat is like, maybe Lovelica's Buckster host was Kogami.
Oh, God.
That'd be amazing.
Wow.
They did never explain where he came from. He just showed up.
Maybe one of the movies will?
I doubt it.
Yup, buddy.
I don't think the series cares enough about him.
No, I think
he's... Actually, he is going to be in Brave Snipe, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Shocker Combat Man Black version will be released in July for 5,400 yen as a Tamashii Web exclusive.
Really? For a grunt?
Yep.
That's bullshit.
Which is weird because you'd think they want to make this like a cheap mass release in case people wanted to buy like a bunch of them.
Yeah, make a Lego clone army type of deal.
Speaking of mooks, we also got images for the Gel Combat Man.
Oh, Gel Shocker.
These will be releasing also as a web exclusive in June for 5,400 yen.
Shitty Spider-Man costume.
Right? That's what I was.
Gel Shocker.
Bats. For you.
Yeah, they look like bats on their costumes.
I like Gel Shocker.
Get it? Cause
that weapon.
Get it? Because they're combat men.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They have actual
arms. Nailed it. And finally, this one is not so much news, and I know we usually just share these, but I wanted to mention this. Someone did up art of what Kamen Rider Snipe Tank Gamer Level 100 would look like.
And that's badass as hell.
I think it's pretty awesome.
Why didn't Snipe ever get his own final form?
Because Toei doesn't appreciate their best characters.
Because Brave was more important than Snipe. You know why? Because Taiga was so badass he didn't need a power-up.
This is bullshit.
Because he stole Cronus.
I'm ready.
Ready your battle
cat. For battleship.
Arm your tank.
So yeah, this is probably what it would look like if he used Bang Bang Tank.
Why do you keep me
young? I don't know.
Because it's Gar.
No,
that was like first year of you living here, Gar.
You just do that whenever you're awkward.
It's just like, Gar!
Anyways, that was the news.
Anthony, edit that out.
No, keep it in.
No,
I know you'll keep it in.
Human form.
Anthony, you keep the shit!
You eat the cat poop.
No.
Eat the cat poop.
It's yeah, an Anchorman, Anchorman joke.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I want to see if I can hit the mic with Sonic.
No.
See
no.
No. Don't throw. No.
Yeah.
Don't.
Nice block.
I wasn't actually going to because you yelled no.
No.
It's not gonna knock it over.
No. You think I want to risk that?
Yes.
I would have.
It's not even our mic. It's Raven's mic.
Well, technically, I bought it.
It's the EC mic.
Technically, the guy that came to the door who gave it to me said it was for Raven, and I had to call him while he was in the hospital with Danny because that was the day when Anna was born. So, okay. Yeah.
Is this your Blue Yeti mic?
Gar, shut the fuck up!
Congratulations, it's a
mic. It's a mic! Gar, shut the fuck up!
Damn it, Gar, you made me miss it! You made me miss the miracle.
For fuck's sake! Anyways.
You're sitting there holding the package, just.
Whoopsie. Good thing it wasn't recording.
We'll see you all in the podcast prepper.
What the fuck happened to this episode?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
This episode's brought to you by Alexander Keats.
As long as it's not Alexander Hamilton.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.